Hey everyone, thanks for coming back to episode 3 of Stories from the VO Booth. I'm your host, Tina Zaremba. Okay, today we're talking to my friend, mentor, teacher, Rebecca Ha,
who's an amazing voiceover artist.
Hello. Awesome to be with you.
You have such an interesting story. I know you from Love That Improv VO, but you're also a voiceover artist, and I would just love it if you tell folks where you're at, because I think that's interesting, as well as how you found voiceovers. Then we'll get into Love That Improv VO.
Sure, sure. Well, I am a voice actor since 2001 when I first got my first gig. That's kind of how I consider myself starting. I was studying before that. I'd been working full time. So I became a voiceover actor, and then I shifted to actual on-camera work. And long story short, came back to voiceover after some, I guess, life circumstances that had me revisit everything. And I really love voiceover acting. So I said, I want to be a voiceover actor. I don't want to do anything else. And I like to play and stuff like that. So I love to do improvisation. And I'd been doing dinner theater and the comedic stuff, you know, and I'd done improv in the past. But what happened was, as I was building my career in voiceover, I came with my boyfriend to Rome, Italy. But since my business is virtually wherever I am, I can be wherever I want to be. After being here and going back and forth to California, I still go back and forth to California, but I was like, I'm really dying for this connection that I used to have with my in-person improv. I'm really dying for that. And I kept shopping around on the internet going, nobody's got any improv. They're all like doing it in person and I want to do this online. So I developed lovethatimprovvo.com to have workouts online for voice actors to meet and practice improv on Skype.
Improv.
Yes.
So effective with voiceovers. And you have an amazing online program, classes that you offer for voiceover actors, which is so kind of bizarre to me that
it is bizarre because it's unique.
Online.
Yes.
Because improv is all about, in my mind, collaborating and community. And here we're doing it online. So tell folks about what Love That VO Improv is.
Or Love That. It's lovethatimprovvo.com. You can always look it up. I have a couple of the websites in different ways. So like voimprov.com or at voimprov on Twitter.
We'll link to it.
So if you just, it's easy to find. And basically it's a website just explaining my services. And there's various tabs where you can learn about what we do. But in a nutshell, it started because I was missing doing improv. I was dying for improv. I had some weekend workshops that came through here, but it was difficult because of the language barriers. So I was just dying to do improv with people who were Americans and culturally, at least they could relate. You know, British would be great too, or Australian, you know, anybody who spoke the English language and could get my cultural references, because that can be difficult sometimes when you're in a different country. So what happened was I got that started by just getting people together to work out that were voice actors and that, you know, wanted to go ahead and just try it. And we started out small, just doing workouts on a weekly basis. We do it audio only on purpose. And it was amazing to talk to different people in the voiceover community that I highly respected, that I knew had improv experience, because I wanted to get them involved. And some people, not everybody, but some people were like, well, that's a really weird idea that won't work. So I had a lot of people go, that just doesn't work. And I said, well, I'm going to try it. So if you want to come play with us, you're welcome to come. And it did work. It really does translate.
What I love about the work is, I do like that it's just audio, because to me, it's like, okay, well, at least if I feel stupid, I don't feel like everyone's seeing me.
Right? That's true.
The other piece, though, that I really love about it that was surprising is it really connects you back to the present moment and just being real and being truthful. And right now, no one wants the voice of God. They want the real person that's conversational, that's connected. So for me, improv and voiceovers takes off that veneer. And you're there and you're just talking to the person right next to you. That's it.
Yeah, you are.
So let me ask you, how would you suggest if, you know, people are listening and they're in voiceovers, how could they use improv if they're by themselves and they're doing an audition or even a booking?
It can help you by being much more unrepressed and loose with ad-libbing. So ad-libbing can work, or taking a running start, or just being fresh and feel more loose all the time when you're working, including a gig, which means, you know, maybe you'll joke more with people. You'll be able to read them better because you're listening now to them with an ear that's looking to collaborate versus you're listening and you're afraid and you're going to be directed and you're tense.
Oh, I love that. So basically what you're saying is you become a more active, present listener through the art of doing improv, because you have to be there. You can't be in your head thinking about your grocery list. You have to be there listening to your partner and being willing to play with them.
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself. That was perfect, Tina. Really, seriously. That's exactly right. Yeah. You become more engaged with the people that you're listening to. And by doing it in audio only, you're so prepared for sessions to really listen and be directed.
That's huge, because, you know, I always, for a long time, I looked at improv as being essential for the actual work, reading the copy, but it's more than just reading the copy. It's being able to read the person that you're working with, whether it's the director, the copywriter, whoever it is.
Yes. Very good. Very good. Excellent.
Not be afraid.
Yeah. And not be afraid. Feel more freedom to be like, you're part of this. You were chosen. I mean, we all hear it all the time, right? You got the gig. They want you. They want you. You have to remember, they want you. And then you're there and you're like, I don't know if I'm in the right space. Oh, John, they, you know, I'm a fraud, blah, blah, blah. All these
people,
things that don't want to, self-doubt talk, tapes that run in your head. And by playing improv, you really develop that sense of self and sense of play that you can bring to the room. Let's call it the room, the session. It's kind of like a room, even though it's virtual. And you really become much more present because you're engaging and you're listening and you're hearing better than you've ever heard before. I swear, that must be true. That's happened to me. I assume it happens for other people too.
Part of it is because you're present, you're actually hearing them, and it's not being filtered through, you know, the self-talk that we tend to have when we're in sessions, where there's that voice like, oh, you didn't do that line right. Or, oh, they're going to fire you, or, you know, whatever we say.
Yes. Because, you know, no matter how many years you've been in it, when you have a new client, you can kind of potentially, part of you might go back into that space. You know, no matter how much experience you have, because now it's a new relationship again.
Right.
And so you really I have found, and other people have told me they have found, so I trust this, that this gives you a new sense of confidence that's inner as well as outer. It's an inner sense of confidence that you have to play, which then really reverberates in much more than just the actual work.
Oh God, I love this. So folks that have not done this type of improv, they can go to your website. Say it again, please.
Yes. lovethatimprovvo.com. And voimprov.com.
If they've not done improv before, then if I remember correctly, you do like a 1-day session. It's a couple hours. Is that right?
Where they sign? It's a two parts. Yeah. It's a 2-part, 2-hour session. So it's like 4 hours total. It used to be 3, but I made it more spacious and now it's 4 hours. And it's called Training Wheels. It's basic improv 101. And we also have workshops. Workshops are like a one-time event. Usually it's a couple hours. Okay. And they're targeted to either commercials or short narration or character work or other aspects of improv. And next year, I'm hoping we can develop that somewhat.
Rebecca, thank you so much. I am such a fan of yours, as well as the work
you do
in voiceovers, as well as what you're providing to the voiceover community. I have a girlfriend who says voiceovers is like acting on steroids. Improv is a way to quickly just get out of your head and dive in and be in that moment. So I so recommend to anyone that's listening that is feeling like they need to get back into the moment to bring their truest self to the work to check out your website and work.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And you're right. I'm with you.
Thank you.
That's why I started this thing.
Stories from the VO Booth is produced at Lotus Productions in New York. Special thanks to producer and editor, Sam Ufret. Stay tuned for next week's episode with Steve Kett, where we're talking about how to pick a lane in voiceovers and how to grow your business solely on your own. Until next time, here's to owning our voices.